Good afternoon. Clear skies and diminishing winds sent temperatures reeling across all of interior New York and New England. By sunrise this morning, most places were starting between 5 and 15 below, with some places across the higher terrain as low as 25 to 30 below. A recovery, though, is in progress with high pressure overhead. We'll have a decent amount of sunshine all day long today. Some high clouds will begin to stream in from the west during the course of the afternoon, but that should not stop temperatures from reaching into the middle and upper teens across the region by the end of the day. Parts of the higher terrain will stay closer to 10 above, but everyone will have much less wind than recent days, so overall it should be a more comfortable feel. Into the night tonight, clouds will increase and thicken out ahead of a disturbance currently swinging through the Midwest and Ohio Valley. We'll even see some light snow showers breaking through from time to time with very little accumulation by sunrise. Temperatures will hold in the lower teens. As we get into the day on Monday, that disturbance will continue to move through with cloudy skies and light snow showers from time to time. That could dust the ground up to an inch, maybe two, especially across the higher terrain during the day. But the bigger story will be the moderating trend with temperatures reaching into the upper 20s and lower 30s. This will continue into the day on Tuesday. High pressure will build back in and we'll have increasing sunshine, a bit breezy, but highs should make it into the middle 30s. Temperatures will continue to climb into the 30s again on Wednesday, although sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds ahead of the next system. This will be a more potent storm emerging through the middle of the country and heading toward the Great Lakes, which will drag in even milder air. For the day on Thursday, we'll have the chance of rain showers with highs in the lower to mid-40s, a good chance of rain with the system pushing through on Friday in the upper 40s, and rain and snow showers on the backside of this system for Saturday with highs back into the mid-30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a sharpening upper trough pushing through the southern plains will produce a low pressure wave that'll spin through the central Gulf Coast, bringing moderate rainfall into the Ozarks. Meanwhile, heavier amounts of rain will be likely across southern Louisiana and Mississippi, where strong low-level convergence should become established along a warm front. Along the northern extent of the precipitation shield, residual low-level Arctic air, which has not been scoured out, may lead to some freezing rain issues. While overall precipitation amounts will be on the light side from the Missouri Valley eastward into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys in the mid-Atlantic region, any accumulations of ice should lead to some hazardous travel. This region, including the Ohio Valley and parts of the Midwest, is under a winter weather advisory. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Borrego Springs, California, to a low of 36 below zero at Edwards, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny but cold near 20, Boston, sunny, cold in the mid-teens, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 56, set in 1915, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1878. Sunrise this morning was at 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:38 p.m., 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds late today with highs near 10 above. Cloudy with snow showers developing tonight, temperatures holding in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing late-day clouds today with highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine giving way to increasing late-day clouds today and highs in the middle teens. Cloudy with snow showers developing tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing late-day clouds today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing late-day clouds today with highs in the middle to upper teens. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the lower teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow or snow showers, a dusting up to a couple of inches possible, especially across the higher terrain, lower 30s. Increasing sunshine, breezy Tuesday, mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, lower to mid-30s. A chance of rain showers Thursday, lower to mid-40s. Rain likely Friday in the upper 40s. And cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers back into the 30s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.